A reading from the beginning of the Holy Gospel according to John. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came to be through him, and without him nothing came to be. What came to be through him was life, and this life was the light of the human race. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. A man named John was sent from God. He came for testimony, to testify to the light, so that all might believe through him. He was not the light, but came to testify to the light. The true light, which enlightens everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world came to be through him, but the world did not know him. He came to what was his own, but his own people did not accept him. But to those who did accept him, he gave power to become children of God. To those who believe in his name, who were born not by natural generation, nor by human choice, nor by a man's decision, but of God. And the Word became flesh, and made his dwelling among us, and we saw his glory. The glory as of the Father's only begotten Son, full of grace and truth. John testified to him and cried out, saying, "This was he of whom I said, 'The one who is coming after me ranks ahead of me, because he existed before me.' From his fullness we have all received grace in place of grace, because while the law was given through Moses, grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. No one has ever seen God. The only begotten Son, God, who is at the Father's side, has revealed him." The Gospel of the Lord. On this last day of the calendar year, we start at the very beginning again with the prologue of the Gospel of John. Unlike Matthew, who traces Jesus' genealogy to Abraham, and Luke, who traces it to Adam, John goes even further, echoing the first words of Genesis, "In the beginning." But this time, "in the beginning" is not only God, but also the Word. In the first chapter of Genesis, it is through God's Word that all creation is brought about. From the first created thing, light, to creation of the human being in the image and likeness of God, God utters the Word, and so it is. In the beautiful lyrical lines of the opening of John's Gospel, we hear the very essence of our faith. In the beginning, all things were brought to be through the Word that was with God, the Word that was God. And the light of these created things, the light and life of all that God has brought about, cannot be conquered, for the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. And then we come to the turning point. The Word became flesh and dwelt among us. In the Greek, this phrase, "dwelt among us," could be translated "tabernacled." The Word was tabernacled within flesh. And to all of us has been given the gift of being children of God, of becoming tabernacles too of this Word become flesh, of incarnating in our life and lives, in our light and our love, the incomprehensible being of God. And through this fleshly Word, through the mystery of the Incarnation, we have received a revelation in answer to the insatiable hunger within to know, who is this God, this Creator, this life and light? And who are we in light of such a Creator? In the Northern Hemisphere, especially where I live in Alaska, the light is fleeting in these days surrounding the winter solstice. Christmas comes just as we have reached the darkest part of the year and can rejoice as the balance shifts and the daylight grows longer by a few minutes each day. In the darkness, however, the gift of light is even more enjoyed. Taking our dog out on walks before bed, I am often shocked by the beauty of the stars. And in my own hometown, any sighting of the northern lights is a reason to call family and friends, no matter what the hour, to go outside and stand in the cold, to wonder and appreciate. For we see in the beautiful strokes of green and purple how the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. In many parts of the world, the new year calls to mind a recollection of one's life, and perhaps an invitation to start anew, to make resolutions for the year to come. But far from anything that we might resolve to do in these coming months, perhaps it is more meaningful to think of who we might be, to greet this new year with a deeper knowledge within ourselves of our own true identity as children of God, tabernacles for God's presence, and bearers of the light which the darkness has not overcome.